Welcome, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz. Welcome to Staging Life with Barb. It's my home staging show, and I'm so glad that you're on the air listening with me. Please feel free to call in. You can ask me questions on the air, and we can visit. And I have two very special guests for you today. The first will be Nancy, and Nancy is in Diamond Springs, California, and I'm going to visit with her in just a minute. And she's an accredited staging professional that just graduated from my course, and I have some important questions to ask her. And then we have Sean from the Color Box on Whidbey Island, and he's my own hair designer. I'm so proud of him, and he's always up to the latest and the greatest, a very talented man. And so we will be bringing him on about 2:15 and interviewing both of them throughout the hour. Again, love to have you call in to visit. And Eric, what is the number everybody can call us on?
Well, everybody could call us on 425-373-5527 or our toll-free hotline, 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-KKNW.
So it's 888-298-KKNW.
That's right.
And those last numbers are
5569.
Yeah. And I'm going to repeat that. You know, I'm this teacher that's in me here. And you did such a great, stellar job.
Thank you. I love that
word, stellar. And that's 888-298-5569.
Correct.
So Sandy, if you're listening, and Sue, if you're listening, I think you are, and Shell, too. Any of you that feel the spirit, just call in. That's my staff in Concord, California, and I'm so proud of them, along with my husband, Kirk. And Eric, how are you this week?
Doing really well. I've been house hunting.
Yay!
this last week, so it's been a learning experience for me.
That is so great. And what do you think about staging now that you've been looking at houses?
Well, definitely the ones that have been staged have been, you know, very compelling. So
good. And isn't it easier to see what you're buying?
I think so, yeah.
And the ones that aren't staged, don't they kind of stick out like a sore thumb?
Most of them I've actually seen so far have not been staged, but the ones that have been staged, you really go, wow, you know, this place is obviously really nice, you know.
Good.
So
good. And it shows it's been taken care of, I think, which is really important. And it's interesting to hear that most aren't staged. And I'm always sharing that with the people that I meet because as accredited staging professionals, whether they're a realtor or a full-time ASP stager, I keep telling them there's plenty of business out there because
that's right.
It's really true. Most homes and most properties are not staged. And I think as the pendulum swings, Eric, there will be more and more through time.
I think so.
Yeah, it's really true. It's like detailing your home like you detail your car.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ones that are detailed usually, well, we know, they just look so much better. And I want to kick off today's show. I feel so good. I'm so excited with a poem that I really like called Success. So start with a dream, and that's your vision. And I think it's really important that each of us listening really keep to our dreams. Nobody can take your dream away from you. Whatever your dream is, it's your dream. And the only one that can change it is you. So it's like Viktor Frankl said, it's in the concentration camps, which his book was just amazing, of the story of that. And he, as he said, you know, they could hurt them, they could torture them, they could even kill them, but no one could take anyone's dream or their integrity or their values. And so start with that dream and hold to that vision and that dream because it's yours. And the second line of the poem is unlock any negative thinking. And that's so important because we're on Positive Choice Talk Radio, and it is a choice every day how we feel. And it's easy for any of us to stray into a little bit of negative thoughts. And then it's up to us to pull ourselves back with the positive choices we can make. The third line is courage of your convictions, and those would be your goals. And this last week, everyone, I taught the ASP course. We had 70 people in the class, and Eric, we took in almost 75 people to stage a house. Do you believe that?
Wow.
And it can be done. It can be done. I had 11 teams.
I hope it was a big house.
It was a pretty good-sized house, but it wasn't massive. It was like 3,200 square feet.
Right.
And I had outdoor teams, too, and because we had 11 teams, you hardly knew that even 20 people were in the house because different teams in different rooms, and It was a little crowded when we ate, but we did that outside, and we could do that in the yard. And so meanwhile, the goals that I ask everyone to set for their dreams, because every day we work on the concrete goals or not. And as we take those steps, we know whether we're moving towards our goals by the steps we take. Then the next word is commitment in the poem. And those around me know that I really believe in commitments. And when we make a commitment, don't make it lightly. And work hard to keep it. And the word is accountable, to be accountable. And no one else can really hold you accountable but yourself. And it's so easy for us to make excuses to ourselves. I find that too. And the more that I work on commitments and hold myself accountable, because after a while you can only kind of cheat and lie to yourself so much. Those aren't words I use very often because I really work to keep my commitments. So I make it, and I want to hold myself accountable, and I do. Enthusiasm is the next one, and the words after that are practice it. And so today, you know, maybe this morning I had a tummy ache or something, and yet I can, and I didn't, I'm just making that up, but I can be enthusiastic by flipping the switch so that those little endorphins come out and play inside your body, and that's the good drug that we have that's built in so we feel better about us and everybody else. Spiritualize, let go, let God, let, you know, get your goals out there, your visions, do your actions, and then don't worry about it. And the last one is stick with it and never, never, never give up. And that one I learned from, I think it was Winston Churchill or maybe Harry Truman, or certainly all of them have said that, and also my mother. That's one of the things that she taught me, which I am grateful to her for that, of sticking with it. So that's how we want to start today. Start with your dream, unlock your negative thinking, courage of your convictions, which are your goals, by keeping committed and holding yourself accountable. Be enthusiastic. It helps you achieve your goals. Spiritualize. Let it go. Let God move with it once you've done your actions. Don't worry. And then stick with it and never, never give up. So as we start our show that way today, I hope that meant something to all of you. It sure means something to me. It is now my sincere pleasure to introduce to you on the show Nancy Murphy. And Nancy lives in Diamond Springs, California. Maybe you didn't even know there was a Diamond Springs, California. It's not too far from the greater Sacramento area. And Nancy, how are you today?
I'm doing just great. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome, and it's so great to link you in by telephone. You have to listen really hard, as I know you're doing. And I met you last week in our accredited staging professional course. And what did you think of the class?
I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I learned so much from it. I thought that I had already understood staging because I've done it, but it was nothing the way I was doing it.
So you got some ideas.
Yes, I did. A lot of ideas.
Tell us now, what is one thing that comes to you right away when you think about communicating with people and doing your new staging work?
I think one of the most important things I learned from the class was learning how to have the home ready for the new people to come in. So it would be the new client or the new buyer's home, and making it so that they could see it in their eyes, not as in the eyes of the person that already owns it.
Well, that's really important. We always say that decorating is optional in our lives, but staging's mandatory.
Definitely.
And buyers only know what they see, not the way it's going to be. So they have to imagine living there themselves. And tell everyone about the experience of what we did on Tuesday afternoon as we went out to the house. Which team were you on?
I was in the kitchen. So I got to do the kitchen team, and it was just an amazing house to walk into and see how it looked before we started staging, and it was very personalized, and you could feel the warmth in it as the homeowner had it. And as we worked so hard together, we worked together, not individually, but as teams, and we got ideas from each other. And as we were working, it just seemed to flow, and the home became such a beautiful piece of architecture. It wasn't just personal items, but it was the architecture in the home and the feeling that you could get from the windows and the doors, and it was just an amazing experience.
That kitchen had such a wonderful area that had bricks.
It did.
It was kind of like where you'd see the stove in some of these huge homes, and it was built by a builder, actually, that had bricks up and around it. And I love what you created there by building right above the top on with the bricks. There was a little ledge. It's beautiful, kind of like a wreath, only it was half circle that you built piece by piece, all
right.
of you. And it just really added such a touch. And we do use a lot of the outside on the inside, don't we?
Yes, we do. We used everything that was there and just moved it around and made it more exciting to look at.
Now, let us all know, where is your market? Where do you live and work?
I live in Diamond Springs, California, which is probably 35 to 40 miles away from Sacramento. And I work all around the Diamond Springs, Placerville area down into El Dorado Hills, and I do the Rescue area and Plymouth area.
What is your phone number there? I know it, but I want you to give it out so that anyone that would like to call and visit with you about home staging, about your work, about your market, or even about the class, and just finding out more about you, where they could call you. So let's give everybody your phone number.
My phone number is 530-295-1857.
So the middle numbers are 295, right?
Correct.
So it's 530-295-1857.
Correct.
And tell everyone the name of your business.
The name of my business is NT, Interior Design Solutions and More.
Ooh, I like that a lot. Solutions and More.
Yes.
And they will be able to find you on stagedhomes.com. And some people like to go to the website and go from there sometimes instead of making a phone call these days. And yet, either way, they can find you. And everyone, all you have to do is go to stagedhomes.com, S-T-A-G-E-D-H-O-M-E-S, stagedhomes.com, and type in Nancy Murphy, and that's M-U-R-P-H-Y, and you will find more out about Nancy and her business. And you're going to be putting up a feature page, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I went in today, and I have my picture up there and wrote in some information about myself. And I did some staging this morning on one of my first homes.
Awesome. Congratulations. Yes. What
Thank
kind of
you.
Property was it?
It was a beautiful piece of property. It's in Cameron Park.
Okay.
And it's just a three-bedroom home, and the clients are getting ready to move to Washington. And they were so excited when I was finished that they just started crying. They were so excited they could finally take their life and move on.
It is so wonderful. I know we're going to go to a commercial break here in a minute, but it's so wonderful the way that you and those of us in this wonderful field of staging homes and real estate as realtors as well can touch people's lives. And we are one of the very last to make house calls. And to hear you say that, sometimes people think, really? Were they crying? But I see people cry too. They really get moved by the creativity that you can do. And that is just so fabulous. And I noticed what you said about moving to Washington. See, I have two homes now, and I think of them like sister cities. One is the Seattle area, which is where I've lived for the last 45 years, because I'm only 46 now. And then the other is the San Francisco, Sacramento area. And I see so many people move back and forth. They're almost like twin cities, if I may be so bold, because of the bay and the water. And so you're going to help facilitate them to be able to move up to Washington. And there are others from Washington that may even be listening to the show. They're going to move down here. So it's just really great to hear what you were doing. How big was the house?
It was 5,000 square foot.
Wow. And did you do part of it or all of it?
I did part of it with a friend of mine before I went to the class. And as I came back, I went in and I redid everything differently from everything that I learned. And so we were able to get it done in a day.
Congratulations. That is so great, and I'm thrilled to know that you're already up on the site for stagedhomes.com, and we are here to help you and anyone listening. And go in and look up Nancy, N-A-C-Y, Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y, and drop Nancy an email when you have a minute, and any questions you have, I know she'd be very excited to help you, too. It's really been great having you on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it very much.
You are welcome, and I hope you'll join your International Association of Home Staging Professionals chapter up in your area.
Yes, and that's my next step.
Atta girl, and stay in touch.
I will. Thank you very much.
I'm proud of you, and it's an honor to have met you, worked with you, and to get to know you. So you just keep up the great work, and send me an email and let me know how things are going.
I will do that.
All right. Eric, are you there?
I am here.
All right, sweetie. I think we're ready for our first commercial break.
Yeah, we're a little bit overdue, so let's go to it.
There we go, and thank you, Nancy, so much. And here we go to commercial. Everyone stay tuned. It's KKNW Positive Choice Talk Radio. This is Barb Schwarz. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz. Thanks for listening to my show, Staging Life with Barb. You know, I look forward to visiting with you every single week, and we get to talk about such exciting things. Staging, your home ideas, decorating tips, health ideas, fashion ideas, and also, when I think of fashion, I think of hair fashion. You know, it makes such a huge difference how we look as we go out into our personal life and our professional life. And right now, my very special guest on the show today, and it gives me great joy to introduce him, is Sean, the owner of the Color Box on Whidbey Island, who is my own personal hair designer. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barb.
It's so great having you here. Tell everybody now, when did you open your own salon?
May 18th I opened officially.
May 18th, and how long did it take you to get everything ready?
I started really seriously in about October.
So it takes a while, wow.
Yeah.
And where are you located? I know, but they don't know. So let our listeners know where you're at.
I'm on South Whidbey, at the Bayview corner here in the old cash store.
And so the old cash store, everyone, is this really historic building, and it's an area called Bayview Corner. And it has a Langley address, and it's right off of the 525 highway. And when you get off the ferry, which you know is only a 15-minute ride from Mukilteo, and there are people in Seattle that come to see you for their hair design, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
And Everett and all kinds of places. So
yeah.
They just hop on that ferry, and they get off the ferry in Clinton, and then just go straight up that road, and you don't get off that road, and you're like really just almost, you can see your building from the highway. And
yeah.
You get up to an area called Bayview, and there's a street light there, which is rare on South Whidbey. And so they remodeled that area, didn't they?
They did. They actually took it down to just about the foundation and put a second story on.
That's really a wonderful job. It is so beautiful. The Bayview Nursery is there, everyone, which is my favorite nursery. And then the Star Store is there, which is also in Langley. And, Sean, I interviewed Tamara on my radio show a couple weeks back. And so I had shared with everyone that they were now at Bayview Corner. And so it's just a joy to have you on. Tell us a little bit about what you see happening today in the world of hair design.
Well, the one thing that I'm seeing the biggest change in is probably a lot more movement and texture happening in hair. It seems like it's just been a straight for the last few years, and we're starting to see more texture come back into it.
Now, define what you would mean for us as the public and lay people, I'll say, by texture. What does that mean to you?
It can be anything from just seeing movement in the hair to actually seeing curl in the hair.
So are the curly fashions coming back again?
Yeah, I think so. Much more of a body thing than curly, curly hair, but yeah.
Okay, so body. Now, for those of us that might have short hair or thin hair, how do we get that movement and that body?
Well, some of it can be put in there with a cut and style, but a lot of it is actually chemical. I mean, even like with your hair, with the red and the blonde,
right?
Just that contrast of color starts to create texture, visual texture.
In Staging Homes, too, we talk about visual texture. So I love hearing that about the hair. Those are great words, visual texture. Those turn me on. Those are great words. And I also noticed, Sean, that when we do that with my hair, it's like the chemical that we've added, which I prefer to think as magic from your hands and the box, because you're the one that masters the color for me. And as you do that, then, it seems like it makes my hair less fine. It it's easier for me to style. And is that because of the treatment?
Yeah, it actually it does damage the hair just slightly. And when we do that, it opens the cuticle of the hair shaft up a little bit and actually makes the diameter of the hair slightly larger than it was before.
So that's why then I seem like my, it seems like my hair is thicker when we do that.
Sure, it is.
And then when I go, let's say I go a month between coloring or anyone listening, then this is about time to do it again. It starts to be more fine again. So is it closed back up or what?
No, I think a lot of that, kind of the flatness that you feel is the color has actually grown out about a half an inch from the head at that point. So you don't have that texture right down at the scalp anymore, so it doesn't perform for you the way that it did, you know, a month or 6 weeks before.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we're talking about seeing more movement and more texture.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, through the years, and I'm going to date myself, Sean, so forgive me. But, you know, through the years we see, like, Dorothy Hamill's hair, and then we saw Madonna's, and now Julia Roberts, and even more now is Cameron Diaz, and then Britney Spears and all these people. And I'm not totally up to date on every single name because people keep, you know, coming, popping up new on the scene. And so when you say more movement and more texture, which would be in long hair now, medium length or shorter? What do you see?
It seems to me like hair has been really, really long for a while now.
Uh-huh.
And it's starting to get to more of a medium long because when hair is that long, it doesn't perform anymore. Again, gravity just kind of takes over and starts kind of dragging everything down. So in order to get the body, people actually have to go to a little bit more of a medium to long rather than a long, long haircut.
You know, I'll see someone at the store that I don't know, and I'll just think to myself, wow, they should really find themselves a hair designer because it will be a long head of hair. And don't get me wrong, I see a lot of people with beautiful, long heads of hair. However, you can tell the difference when someone looks, they almost look depressed because the hair is just drooping. There's no flare to it. It just looks so heavy, and that would be then the hair that has not probably had the ends trimmed or any style given to it. Is that right?
Probably, yeah. A lot of people are just so focused on the length of their hair, they don't really notice what their hair looks like. It just has to be long for them.
Right.
And that's just what they focus on. They focus on, after a haircut, what's on the ground, not what's on their head.
I see.
So they don't really notice how they look. They just notice how long their hair is.
Wow. So one of the things that's helped me sometimes, and it's been a long time since I've had long hair, well, not that long, but you helped me before when I had it the longest I've ever had it, and taking pictures of myself, just noticing when you're at a family picnic or somebody takes a picture, and you look at the picture, and instead of just looking at our smile and our face and our skin, you really focus on how our hair is looking, and it's kind of hard to be objective with yourself, and yet the more we can practice that, the easier it is. And you know me, I'm pretty manic about staying with it to make it change.
Sure.
Real important. Change is a good thing.
It's a great thing.
It really is. And what do you see with women these days? Are they more open to change with their hair, or a lot of people tend to be more afraid of it?
You know, I don't know if it's because I lead by example and I'm always changing my hair or not, but a lot of women are really open to change and kind of trying to find the trend that still works for them.
Well, that's really good to hear. And I see you with short hair or medium length hair, and you do. You set the example. Tell everybody the different colors I've seen you with.
Oh, God, I've had just about everything from green hair, blonde hair, black hair, shave my head down to no hair.
And it's so cool. Some women would say, well, he's a man. He can get away with that. However, I'll tell you that I've done everything except the green and the shaving. So, you know, you've had me peach and red and blonde and black hair, too.
Yes.
I'll never forget when my former real estate partner, who's always my dear best friend, Helga, said, when I came in with black hair, that was me, not you. I mean, I'm the one that wanted it. She used some names. It was just a little too strong, but it was my choice to have it. And you have such a talent for what you do to help so many people, and you really do help, I think, help us establish our self-esteem and And there's nothing better than when you look good, you feel good. What do you think about that?
I think it is so true. And also when you're saying, you know, a lot of times we'll put hair color on ourselves that maybe doesn't look the best on us.
Uh-huh.
But so much of it's just personality. You know, if you feel comfortable in it, then other people see you. And, you know, again, it may not be the best thing for your skin tone, but you can generally pull it off if it's done, again, in like a highlight form or something like that.
Highlights are so magical and great. I love it. Now, I want you to stay with us. It is my joy to interview you for the rest of the hour. And so I know Eric is in the studio and ready to take us to commercial break. And when we come back, I want to share how people find you, your phone number, and the name of your salon. Even though I know it, I want you to tell everyone. And so everyone stay tuned. This is KKNW, Positive Choice Talk Radio, and this is Barb Schwarz. It's my pleasure. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and thanks so much for listening. This show is called Staging Life with Barb, and I love talking about most topics that we women and men really enjoy, and that would be about our home and our life and our professional world. And today it is my sincere joy to have Sean with us as my special guest, the owner and the designer at the Color Box on Whidbey Island at the Bayview Corner. And it's so great to reintroduce you, Sean. And tell everybody your phone number. What is your phone number there on the island?
It is 360-321-5543.
You did that so beautifully. I loved it. 321, write it down, everyone, 5543. Is that right?
Yes.
Excellent. And people do come over from Mukilteo and Everett, Bellevue, really all over the greater Seattle area to see Sean, and I highly recommend him. He is my hair designer, and every time I'm on the island and home there, that's who I want to go see. So I do. I drop in a lot, don't I?
You do.
I do. And I also want to tell everyone that you have been so loving and kind, and I use those words on purpose, to have the scarves in the salon that I've been making, and all the money goes to the American Heart Association. A lot of our listeners know that I've had heart surgery and some other little simple hiccups on the way. I'll call them simple because I refuse to look at them as anything that's going to stop me, and I'm very blessed to be alive, and I thank the world of the American Heart Association. And so Sean has kindly said, let's put some of the scarves in. And when I was there for about a week recently, I don't know, I made 20 or something of them, and they just like make themselves. It's incredible how they come to be. And so tell me, I'm just wanting to know, what's the reception been like?
It's been wonderful. You know, they're right there in the doorway, and everybody that sees them comes walking in, and they have to touch them and play with them and take them off the shelves. And it's been a great thing to have here.
Well, I'm so pleased, and I want to thank you so much for doing that.
No problem.
I just really, really appreciate it, and I just feel so good to put them there. They are colorful, and with your wonderful new company and salon, the Color Box, I just felt like, wow, this is so cool. So have any of them sold?
Not yet, but they get a lot of attention.
Okay. Well, the right people will walk in.
Sure.
And I wanted to tell you that when I was at the farmer's market recently, I saw some scarves, and they were even more money than the ones that I'm having in your salon. And, of course, I was prejudiced. It just didn't seem to be the quality to me. So I won't say which farmer's market or where I was. The important thing is that any of us can donate a check to the American Heart Association anytime we want. So absolutely anytime. And when you do that at Sean's salon, you also get a scarf. So instead of making the donation and then doing a tax deduction, you can make the donation, take the tax deduction, and receive a scarf. So I hope those listening will feel so moved to make a contribution to the American Heart Association. And I have some orders here for scarves, so when I come up, I may be checking out what's left, and we may make it sure that the scarves come from your salon, too. You never know.
All right. I think they're going to do a lot better in the fall.
I'm sorry?
I said I think they're going to do a lot better in the fall. Right now,
well,
it's just a little warm for a scarf.
It's awful hot now.
Yeah.
I mean, to think of wearing a scarf, only thing is that it does cool down at night. And I've never had something around my neck like a scarf before, and I learned that if my neck was warm, the rest of me was warm even when the temperature dropped. It was really interesting. And so we were talking about texture of hair, movement of hair. Let's get back to the color of hair. What colors are hot these days?
You know, we've been a little bit away from blondes for a little while now, and it seems like we're kind of going back in that direction. It's getting blonder and blonder.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what
I see. You know
me,
I just discovered this red. So what about red?
Reds, I think it's a very bold color, and there's a lot of personalities that are just drawn to it, you know. It'll always be around.
Good, because I always want to be around, too. That's good. And the other day, we had a function, and I wore the dress that I got at the Star Store in Langley from Tamara, is the owner, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strapless and flared out like I Love Lucy used to wear.
Yeah.
And so I had the matching shoes, which was very reasonable, buying them at the Star Store. And then my red hair, and the first three people that saw me said, oh, my gosh, you look like I Love Lucy. And, of course, she's one of my heroes, so I thought that was really cool. And so the red, though, we have the option then of having a lot of highlights.
Definitely.
And then with the highlights, what kind of colors are people limited to, or are they limited?
I just say that you should follow the tonal value of the color, meaning if the red that you're wearing is a little bit more on the warmer side or oranger side, you know, the blonde highlights that go in there should be, you know, a little bit more on the golden side.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to like a redder, a cooler red tone.
Like ash? You wouldn't want ash.
No, you wouldn't want ash, I don't think, with red at all. I think that the contrast is just too much. But you can get into golden blonde tones or even just lighter shades of the same tonal value of the red.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
It does make sense, and I think that's very important for all of us. Now, let's say someone listening thinks, you know, I just don't know what to do with my hair. How do you work? Tell us how you work when someone wants to begin to work with you. Can they come in and talk with you, or how do you like to work?
I always say, and this isn't just to me, this is to any hairdresser, you know, if you want a change, to go in and have a consultation. It should be complimentary. If it's not, I would kind of question the ethics of that salon. But go in and have a 15, 20-minute consultation with the stylist and just find out what all your options are, discuss what you're interested in, get their ideas and feedback. And if you're moving to a new area and you're going to see a hairdresser, I say kind of book yourself 3 or 4 consultations in one day and go and talk to lots of different people and get lots of different opinions and then decide on the person that, you know, listened to you and had the feedback that interests you. I'm always surprised that people will go in and get their hair done the day that they want it done and just whoever's available at that time. And there's really no thought put into it. And I think if the person has time to do your hair that day, there's something wrong with that. They should be a little bit busier than that.
They have too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
It's kind of like going to the heart surgeon that you've never talked to before and say, here I am, open me up. You'd want to check them out.
You would.
So you need to set an appointment. People listening need to do that, right?
Yes, you should set up an appointment to do a consultation and just go in there with pictures and kind of an open mind and truly listen to what the person is saying and make sure that you're making yourself clear as well.
Well, I was so impressed because the last time I popped in and I was bringing the scarves, and I always keep the innocent nameless, there was a woman there that had come to just pop in also or to talk with you about something, and she was asking for a consultation. And I just want you to know that while I was doing my other work, you know, it's hard not to hear, and it was so wonderful to hear how you walked her through the process, how you really listened. I mean, you weren't distracted. You didn't allow yourself to be distracted. And even though this particular lady kind of went on, you stayed with her and you hung in there listening to what she had to share, answering all of her questions, giving her your thoughts and advice, and sincerely, and you didn't know I was going to bring this up. I didn't know I was going to bring it up because I didn't know we were going to talk about consultations, which I'm so glad that we have. So I just remember thinking, you know, this is so neat to see you be so caring and so patient when there may have been others that would have ended the conversation in your place, and so you are to be congratulated.
Well, I think that's probably about 90% of my business is just communication, just listening and finding out what people are trying to say, you know?
Well, it is, I would think, so important, and I know all of us listening to you right now have somewhere in our past worked with someone that we left and we thought, you know, they didn't listen. I mean, they didn't even know what I was trying to share. And part of that is our responsibility, isn't it?
It is. I think, you know, if you truly know somebody's not listening to you, don't just sit there and, you know, think, oh, well, they're in control of everything, but I can't do this, you know. I say tell them to stop and either get back on the right track or get up and get out of there.
Okay. So we can do that.
Yeah.
And when you are in the right care, which in this case would be Sean's hands, we really appreciate it. And I think it's really important to let all the people that we work with and serve know how much we appreciate their work. And I want you to know in front of everybody on the air how much I appreciate you.
Oh, thanks, Barb.
You're welcome. And you hold on. Everyone, we're going to be right back. We have our commercial sponsor break, and we wouldn't be here without them. So please listen up to the commercial and the sponsor you're about to hear. And we'll be back with Positive Choice Talk Radio. This is Barb Schwarz on KKNW. It's a joy to be with you today. Listen up. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and it's so great to be with you. Thank you for listening, whether you're online, because a lot of us listen online through the Internet. And you can go to StageTomes.com, click right there on that old-fashioned radio. It takes you to another page, and it shows you how to stream through the Internet so you can keep working and listening to the show every week. And many of you are listening on the radio, wherever you are listening, at home or in your car or at work. Thank you very much. It's a joy to be with you. One of my goals is to help you with information and the latest and the greatest that's going on in marketplaces around the country and the world, really. And that has to do with home fashion as well as personal fashion. And today it is my joy to reintroduce Sean, who is my own hair designer on Whidbey Island, and the owner of the beautiful salon called The Color Box. And, Sean, how did you come up with that name?
You know, I think it was in a marketing class that I was at, and they were talking about color being the largest growth in this industry just consecutively now for quite a few years in a row, and how by putting color in the name of your salon, it just lets everybody know that you specialize in it.
Well, it's just such a great name, The Color Box. I love it.
Thank you.
And then, you know, so many of us listening have our own businesses or our own second career or maybe a hobby that we also earn dollars with. And tell us now, here you are, this, you know, business owner, entrepreneur, and how does it feel to have your own place now?
It feels incredible. I just love it.
Well, I love that word incredible. And tell me more. Tell me why is it incredible?
You know, even though everybody thinks that, you know, you can do whatever you want and come in whenever you want and leave whenever you want, really clients still do dictate, you know, the business. But it's just the energy here. I enjoy, you know, I get off at sometimes 8 o'clock in the evening, and I still just, I don't feel totally exhausted by the pressure that, you know, coworkers and all that kind of put on you as the day progresses. And So my energy level is just so much higher, and I think that's why I really, really do enjoy being my own boss, is I control kind of the tempo.
I love that word tempo, and a lot of us that have staging businesses, we may work long hours too. However, what you just said, I think we'd agree with, that there's not politics. You get to set your own policies, your own procedures, and your focus then becomes the client instead of perhaps, and, you know, this could be anyone in any business that works at someone else's, so not just you or I, but perhaps sometimes there, you know, would be sometimes negotiating to do with other people that work in certain companies, and so you don't have to work with that.
No.
So if you get astray, you just get to talk to yourself. And so what are the hours of the salon?
At this point, I'm working every other Monday. And then Tuesday through Thursday, I'm here from 10 until 8 o'clock at night.
10 in the morning till 8 at night.
Mm-hmm. And then Fridays and every other Saturday. And
Fridays, you're always there.
Mm-hmm.
And then every other Saturday and every other Monday.
Exactly.
So I want to give the phone number again because, you know, those listening, I know that there are people that are not satisfied where they are. And I would highly recommend that you call, set a consultation time with Sean and go to see him, no matter where you are. And there are people that commute back and forth like I do from the Bay Area to Seattle and back again. And if I can do it, you can do it. And so the phone number is 360, and then the prefix is 321, and the last numbers are 5543. And Sean is the owner and the designer, of course, at his own salon, The Color Box. And, Sean, I'm going to have our accredited staging professional trainers are going to come and see me on the island and stay with us in August, so I'm sure we'll be seeing you. And then also the people that, you know, live and work on the island, I know you were voted the top hair designer on Whidbey Island.
Most creative.
The most creative. I love it. And you know me, how I love change. And I just don't want to be stuck in any style too long.
I just want to make sure that I give all the listeners out there just a little warning, and that's my next opening.
Sometimes they'll say, well, we can't get you until October or something. And that's because the person is the best. And when you are the best, you are worth waiting for. And so with summer vacations, I don't see that as a bad thing because
no.
People are going to be able to get in and see you at the end of September. And the time to do it is to call you now, don't you think?
Definitely. Definitely.
Absolutely. So when you think of advice, because our time is coming towards an end with my hour that I look forward to every week with all of our listeners, when you think of tips, give us some easy tips of how we can take better care of our hair.
The one thing that I think is important is find a style that is appropriate for you as far as there's a lot of styles out there that take a lot of time to actually produce, to create.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're somebody that spends 5 minutes in the morning doing your hair, you know, don't go out and get a hairdo that takes 25, 30 minutes to style. It's just going to, you know, it's going to look horrible on you when you do it yourself.
Right, it's true.
Yeah.
And what else comes to you?
Product.
Product. I'm a product junkie.
So many of the styles that we see are all about the product. And, again, if you're going to do some short spiky do and you don't like to wear product, chances are it's not going to look, you know, like it looked when you were in the salon if you're not taking the time to do it and the product to make it look that way.
What's your favorite new product quickly?
Probably Sherbert by Osis.
Sherbert? Is that what it's called?
Sherbert, yes. It's a spray-on wax. And it just starts creating that texture like we were talking about earlier, that visual texture in the hair.
Wow. So you spray it on. And who's it made by?
Osis.
Osis. I don't know those people yet.
Schwarzkopf is the parent company.
Oh, Schwarzkopf. That's kind of like me because I'm the Schwarz without the Kopf.
Yeah.
That's me. It's like Schwarzenegger here, the governor of California. I'm the Schwarz without the Neger end of the Schwarzenegger. And the Schwarzkopf, you know, Schwarz means black. And does the Kopf mean hair or color?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, I'm part of the company. They just don't know it.
There you go.
There we go. So this is made by that company. Well, that is cool because I think that's one of the best hair color companies in the world, and it's so great to know you use that line, which I know, but I want our listeners to know.
And I do use the Goldwell color here.
Oh, okay.
So
cool.
Not to confuse anybody.
Cool. Okay, so Goldwell color, and then you have some of the Schwarzkopf products like the Sherbert.
Yes.
So that's a spray-on wax.
Yes.
And then that washes out, right?
It does. One shampoo and it's gone.
And you know me, I like a lot of product. Do I need a lot of that or I just go poof, poof, and it's enough?
Yeah, poof, poof, and that's enough.
Because when I see you, I'll be getting some.
Okay.
You know, I just love it. And I got that new stuff to touch up my roots from you, which I love, everybody. It's like eyelash, dye for your eyelashes, only it's for your roots, for just a quick thing around your ears before you get in.
Yep, that's the color mark.
Excuse me. Well, I want to thank you so much, Sean. It's just been a treat having you on the show.
Thank you, Barb.
I've been living for this, man. I've been looking forward. The weeks have gone very quickly. And so I really thank you for your friendship. I just showed my voluptuous Velma that you gave me when I was in the hospital a few years back. You presented that to me at a party later, and I took her to the staging class to show her off. And I always tell everybody how much it meant to me that you gave her to me. She's this beautiful doll that was made, and this is just really special of you. So I think of you with great fondness, and I will see you soon on Whidbey Island.
All right. You have
a beautiful
day.
Give my best to everybody. Thanks for being on the show. Well, we're about time to wrap it up. Remember how we started today, everyone? We started with a poem. Start with a dream. Unlock your negativity. Courage of your convictions. Stay committed. Be enthusiastic. And stick with it as you let go, let God. It's a great joy to be with you on the show. We'll be talking next week. Have a great week. Bye-bye.